This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It says he, first of all, he shows his love to thousands. It means that he shows his love to thousands of people, those who love him and those who don't. There's a verse in Scripture that talks about God blessing people who don't even acknowledge him, that God delights in blessing people who don't give him the time of day. Why? Because that's his nature. That's his nature. When you do something for somebody who doesn't deserve it, and you may say, he doesn't deserve that. May I let you in on a little secret? You're acting like God. When you turn around and bless someone who curses you, when you turn around and bless somebody who's ignored you, when you turn around and bless someone who said something unkind to you, and you say, they don't deserve my kindness, and you show them kindness, you just acted like God. And most Christian people don't get that. They think it's payback time. We've got to pay them back. He treated me unkindly, I'm going to get him. She didn't speak to me, I'm not going to speak to her. And yet we have an opportunity to be like the Lord God Almighty, because the Lord shows his love to thousands, meaning even to people who don't show him the time of day. Now, I want to talk about the second half of that verse, because as a parent, that bothers me. Here's what did he say? You bring the punishment for the father's sins into the laps of their children after them. I did a lot of research on this verse, and it doesn't mean that a son is guilty for the sins of his father in terms of guilt. What it does mean is that we somehow are impacted by the sins of past generations. Please don't raise your hands, but there's some of you that are still impacted by the sin of a grandfather or grandmother, and you know it. What they did, what they set in motion impacted your life. That's what it means, is that there is generational blessing that comes in life, but there's also generational punishment that comes, where we're not guilty for their sin. In fact, the book of Ezekiel says the son will not be punished in terms of guilt for the sin of his father, and neither the father for the son. But there is ramification, there is fallout that comes from the sin of people. And what that does, it behooves you and me to realize we impact a future generation. A future generation because of what we did. You may remember the story I told you from J. Allen Peterson, who wrote the book, The Myth of the Greener Grass. It was a book about adultery, a book about affairs. And he talks about being treated by a doctor in another city. And the doctor is treating him and says, Mr. Peterson, what do you do? And J. Allen Peterson said, well, I'm a family counselor. I write books about the family. I speak about the family. And you may remember that J. Allen Peterson said the whole countenance of the room changed. Just everything changed colors right then, because the doctor poured out his story of how he made some choices in life. This was the interesting thing to me. He said, I had no idea what I was doing was going to have such a negative impact on my two daughters. I had no idea what I was doing was going to have such a negative impact on my daughters. It's just a reflection of verse 18. You show your love to thousands, but bring the punishment for the father's sins into the laps of their children after them. What are you bringing about? What am I bringing about for future generations? Well, verse 18 of chapter 32 of Jeremiah just may be one of the most frightening verses that you and I have ever looked at or read or considered. We're going to continue this message tomorrow, looking just verse by verse at this passage out of Jeremiah 32, Jeremiah's prayer, tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.